classes. We are all equal. In the church, every member has duties to perform. We are one body with many members. In 1 Corinthians 12, beginning in verse 12, "For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks." That phrase there, it means anybody can accept the gospel of Jesus Christ, no matter who you are, what nationality you are. You can accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact, the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I am not of the body," is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, am I not of the body?" Is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body just as He pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now indeed there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, "I have no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I have no need of you." As we see from 1 Corinthians 12 here, there can be no domineering of one member over another. In Romans 12 and verse 3, Paul says, "Each member of the church at Rome not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think." None of us are to think ourselves, be puffed up and think that we're more important than anyone else from the very young age all the way to the older age. The disciples, while Christ was with them, clamored for positions of honor, if you remember. In Matthew 20, 25 and 26, "But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord over them, and those who exercise authority over them, yet it shall not be among you. But whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant.' I've always heard it said, as I've grown up in the church, to become great in the kingdom of God, we must first do what? Become a servant. To become a servant. We are God's mouthpieces. And we're to use our mouth for God, to tell others about Jesus, about Him dying on a cross and shedding of His blood. In 1 Timothy 3 and verse 1, "If a man seek the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work." A more exact and literal translation is, "If a man seeketh the oversight, he desireth good work." We are overseers. This is not an office. It is a work. In Romans 12 and verse 4, "We have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office or work." It is a great honor to serve. It is a great honor. As age and experience are necessary for the work, bishops are selected from the older and more experienced members of the church. Hence, the words bishop and elders are frequently used interchangeably or are synonymous. They mean the same thing. Age alone does not meet the qualifications for becoming an elder. A person can obey the gospel at 80 years old, but they are a babe in Christ at that point. They are not ready to become an elder. Duties Acts 22, 17 through 25, but I want to zero on verse 28 in Acts 20. Paul says there, "Take heed unto yourselves and to the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you bishops to feed the church of the Lord, which he has purchased with his own blood." Take heed. Listen. Listen. First of all, we need to listen to ourselves. To ourselves. Take heed to ourselves. The elder's duty is twofold. Take heed to ourselves. An elder must realize the solemn obligation resting on him, them, us, and the church, the congregation. These are some questions that I ask myself. Do any selfish motives enter into what I am doing? No. And I'm not going to try to get emotional here. But I love God. I love this church. I love all of you. And I want to serve you. I don't have any that I know of. Question number two. Do I possess the qualities of leadership which inspire confidence and make others inclined to follow? I hope so. I pray that I will. I pray that I can be your leader. Three. Do I know enough about the Bible to teach the church? Yes, I think I do. I've been teaching. I taught the junior high. I loved it. Absolutely loved teaching the junior high. Teaching an adult class on Wednesday night in Exodus. And we're going through that whole study. And it's great. I hope you're learning. Those of you who have been here are learning about the Israelites and all they went through. And how they turned from God many times. But came back to him. Do the members have confidence in my sincerity so as to be impressed with what I say? I hope so. I hope so. I am sincere. To feed the church is to impart Bible information to them in such a way as to make them better men and women and to the flock. A bishop must not have pets. No favorites. And he must not distinguish between rich and poor. I don't believe I do. A wise elder also realizes he cannot do all this by himself. None of us. As a collective group of elders, we cannot do it all ourselves. It requires the whole congregation involved. It is the elder's duty to see that the congregation is properly taught and developed. That is what we're here for. We're to oversight, oversee. We're not better than you are. We're not exalting ourselves above you at all. Please don't ever think that. There needs to be a plurality of elders. That means more than two or more. Acts 14:23 says, "So when they had appointed elders in every church and prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord in which and they had believed." Elders, plural. Acts 20:17 says, "From Miletus he sent to Ephesus and called for the elders of the church." So there's needed to be plurality of elders, not just one or two. I would like to see as many as possible. Saul was told in Acts 9:6 what he must do. Remember, Saul was struck blind by the light from heaven, and God told him that you must do this. Ananias talked to Ananias, told Paul what Saul what he must do, and then later became Paul. He was slaughtering Christians. Can you imagine that? Why in the world would God choose Saul? Why? Because he had zeal. He was on fire. He thought what he was doing was correct. But he had that zeal. Brother, we need that zeal. I wish I could light it in you. Light you up. Have that zeal on fire for the Lord so when you walk out that door, the first person you see, you want to tell them about God. Tell them about Jesus, the Holy Spirit. Talk to them. But this is the way we get to heaven. This is the way we're going to get to heaven. The same Lord said that an elder must have certain qualifications. And what we must be. what we. They are found in 1 Timothy 3, 1 through 7. And thanks, Brother J. Earl, for reading that for us. Titus 1, 5 through 11. 1 Peter 5, 1 through 4. Qualifications for an elder. So, we start out blameless, without reproach. No shame or embarrassment must be brought on the church by the conduct of an elder. No bad business dealings. I have always tried to be honest in everything that I do. If I sell a car to somebody, I tell them everything that's wrong with it. I don't try to cheat anybody. I try to be honest. You know, questionable methods of dealing with the affairs of the church will render him unfitted for the work. We need to be honest. Husband of one wife. This is going to be tough right here. And I was married in 1971, January. And I love her to death. She loves me. Lord willing, in 2021, we will celebrate our 50th wedding anniversary. She's a great woman. And there are certain things that an elder has to have a woman with him to be able to perform those duties. Temperate. Not a drunkard. Being able to control our emotions. I think that comes with a lot of times with age, doesn't it, Mike? You know, it takes time. You know, I used to be pretty, let her go. As Brother Danny says, I'm sometimes a little too passionate. Sober-minded. Serious. Are you serious? Yes. Not frivolous. Not worldly-minded. Must not act on impulse or passion. Passion's good, but sometimes we must not act on it. We must be conscientious. Sober thought. We need to be a serious person, the elders. Orderly, well-arranged, modest, of good behavior. Given to hospitality, my wife and I love strangers. We want to visit who came to know we are all thankful for them being here, all the visitors. You know, it's up to this congregation. When we have a visitor, we need to be on him, like bees on honey. Find out who they are. Introduce yourself. Say, we're glad to have you here. How many of us have ever been to a congregation and we go in, sit down, we worship, leave the door, and no one says boo to us? That's not very friendly, is it? We need to be a friendly congregation. Telling others about what we expect and what we want to do. Apt to teach. Skillful in teaching. Bible knowledge and imparting that knowledge, that is the work of elders, to make sure that we all learn and grow in Bible knowledge. Not a brawler. An elder must not be quarrelsome, insulting, or abusive in any way. I hope and pray I never do that. If I do, tell me. We're going to work together. I'm going to watch you, and you're going to watch me, us, the eldership. No striker, not contentious, not a quarrelsome person, but a loving person who loves the souls of people. That's what's going to go to heaven, not this body I'm in, not this vessel that's carrying me through this life, but my soul, my spirit. Gentle. Must have a wholesome regard for the feelings and preferences of others. Not contentious. Jude 3 tells us that we're to contend for the faith. And we are. For the faith. But one who contends where there is no principle is just a contentious person. An elder cannot have this spirit. Not greedy, a filthy lucre. We all know what filthy lucre is, don't we? It's that green stuff that makes the world go round. Oh, don't get me wrong. I like money. Got to pay bills. I want to give back to the Lord on Sunday. But not a lover of it. I don't love it so much that I'm willing to skip Sunday morning to work so I can make money. That's sin. I told my sons as they grew up and they were in my home, I said, you can get a job if you want to, but never work on Sunday. I want you in church services. And that's where you will be, and that's where they were. A good ruler, one that ruleth his own house, having his children under subjection with all gravity. For if a man does not know how to rule his own house, how can he take care of the church of God? He can't. Men must have demonstrated their ability to lead. Not a novice, not a beginner, not a new convert. Brother, I pray that I or any elder here does not feel that he has been exalted above the other members of this congregation. I would never feel that way. I want to serve. I want to serve my Lord. Not self-willed. Not self-pleasing. Elders are not to have their own way or their own agenda. Of course, we will be evaluating the congregation with love. You will be evaluating us. We'll be evaluating you. Not soon angry. Not a hothead. Flying off it. Well, what'd you say that for? Nothing like that. Such men cannot be fair and just in their treatment to others. Not a hothead. This person should never be thought of as an elder. Lover of good. Yes. And many of these qualifications fit to you also, not just elders. Lover of good. Loving goodness. Loving each other. Being a good listener. Loving the freedoms that we enjoy on this Memorial Weekend that we have to share. We need to be just, fair, and honest. An elder must be just in his dealings with men and his judgment of them. Holy. That is, we are separate from the world. We live in the world, but we don't want to become part of the world. As the Israelites became a holy nation, so should we. So should we. Strong in the word, being able to convict the gainsayers, those who would pervert the gospel of Christ. We are overseers, watching over for the flock. Self-control. If an elder does not have self-control, how can he control others? Willing. In 1 Peter, Peter says in 1 Peter 5 and verse 2, willingly, each man has put forth their name willingly. We have done this. Mike, no one twisted Mike's arm or Mark's arm to put our names forward. We did it willingly. Why? Because of love. We're not a boss. We're not lording it over anyone. We're not your boss. We're in this together. We are not bosses, and we are servants just like all of us. Many of those names mean the same thing. Elders, deacons. Deacons, remember, they've got qualifications also. We are to be an example or an ensample of the flock. When I lived in northern Missouri, when I was a young man, I worked for a granary where they brought in these big trucks of corn and wheat and so forth. And they would stick a tube in the center of that grain, open it up, close it, bring out a sample for the inside. People ought to be able to see that with us. They come in here and grab anyone and see what kind of an example or an ensample we are. I want to thank from the bottom of my heart for this congregation considering me as an elder. I'm not seeking glory. That must and belongs to God. I am seeking your love, your patience, and your help in with helping this congregation to grow. I want us to grow in number. I want to fill the pews. But above that, brethren, I want you to grow in your faith, and knowledge. I want you to grow in those. The numbers will come if we're faithful and if we use our mouth to tell others about Jesus. Invite people. In Hebrews 11:6 it says, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him, for he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." Are you seeking God? Do you want to go to heaven? You know, some of us, you know, if you know the difference between right and wrong, and you understand what I'm saying, you need to obey the gospel. We have water ready for you here, and Brother Mike in just a minute is going to give the invitation. But think about that. Let's pray. Holy Father, we're in awe of Your magnificence and Your glory. I'm thankful for this day. Thankful for all the blessings that You give us and for the great words that Brother Clinton brought to us at the Lord's Supper. Father, we ask You to be with us as we go through this selection of the elders. We pray that Your will would be done and not ours, that if it be Your will, we will have elders and that we can grow in this community. Forgive us our wrongs, pray in Jesus' name. Amen.